This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has approved the National Critical Mineral Mission with an outlay of more than 34,000 crore rupees. The decision has been taken to build a resilient value chain for critical mineral resources essential for promoting green technologies. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the importance of critical minerals for the development of the economy.
आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नेशनल क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स मिशन इसको आज अप्रूवल दिया है. क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स इसलिए जरूरी है कि आज हमारी एंटायर इकोनॉमी में एनर्जी का ट्रांजिशन हो रहा है, ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ बढ़ रहे हैं. तो ग्रीन एनर्जी से रिलेटेड जितने भी है, सोलर पार्क हो, विंड टर्बाइन हो, बैटरीज हो, इलेक्ट्रिकल व्हीकल्स हो, मोटर्स हो, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स एक निहायती तौर पर लगे. हमारी जितनी भी बड़ी इंडस्ट्रीज जो आज ग्रो हो रही है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक, टेलीकॉम, ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, उन सब में क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स का उपयोग.
Mr. Vaishnav said the mission has been approved with the aim of increasing the country's potential for exploration of critical minerals, acquiring critical mineral blocks and reducing dependence on import of minerals. The government has also approved the price for ethanol procurement from sugarcane feedstock.
एथेनॉल ब्लेंडिंग का जो कि सी हेवी मोलासेस CHM यानी शुगर केन की जो डिफरेंट प्रोसेस के लेवल्स हैं, उन सब में CHM का उपयोग हो, उसके हिसाब से एक बड़ा फैसला लिया गया है. हम सब जानते हैं कि एथेनॉल के उपयोग से देश में इकोनॉमी में बहुत बड़ा एक बेनिफिट हुआ है. किसानों के लिए भी फायदे में है, फॉरेन एक्सचेंज भी बचता है और एनवायरमेंट को भी लाभ होता है.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that people of Delhi now want such a government who builds houses for the poor, make Delhi modern, provides tap water to every house and provides freedom from the tanker mafia. Addressing a public meeting in Yamuna Khadar in northeast Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Modi took on the AAP saying that excuses, loot and lies of the ruling dispensation cannot continue. The Prime Minister said all promises made to people will be fulfilled in time-bound manner after BJP comes to power in Delhi, and this is Modi's guarantee. Before his address, Mr. Modi expressed condolences towards the families of the people who have lost their lives in the painful accident which occurred in Mahakumbh. He expressed sympathies with the affected families. Mr. Modi said many people suffered injuries. The Prime Minister said he is constantly in touch with the Uttar Pradesh government. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address the public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur legislative assemblies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold a mega road show in Rajouri Garden, Tilaknagar and Vikaspuri. Meanwhile, the senior Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Devendra Yadav are scheduled to release the Congress manifesto. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 today adopted its draft report. Talking to media in New Delhi, Chairman of the 31st Member Panel, Jagdambika Pal, said that the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. Over 4 crore devotees have taken a holy dip in Sangam so far on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. The rituals are going on smoothly. After the holy dip, devotees are offering prayers at the ghats. Lakhs of devotees are still coming to take the holy dip in the Sangam. The Indian Railways has denied rumours circulating on social media that certain special trains for Mahakumbh have been cancelled. Talking to Akashvani News Executive Director, Information and Publicity Railway Board Dilip Kumar called the reports as completely baseless and misleading. In Jharkhand, 2 Naxals were killed in an encounter with security forces in the West Singhbhum district today. SP Ashutosh Shekhar reported that he informed information about a CPI Maoist squad planning to attack police forces. Following this, security forces conducted search operations. During the search, the Naxalites opened fire upon spotting the security forces, who then retaliated. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a meeting in the White House next week. Mr. Netanyahu said in a social media post that he will be meeting the U.S. President on the 4th of next month. The invitation was made in a letter from the U.S. President to discuss about bringing peace to Israel and its neighbors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.